We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, we have some unfortunate news to start off with here.
Jesus, that sounded terrible the way you said that.
Big hit here to the Kentucky Derby because the horse Gronkowski is not going to be running in the Derby. He has a slight infection, and they're going to hold him out.
Oh. Damn. Well, I was living and
really
dying.
Really big blow to
yeah,
the Derby.
I was really living and dying with that one.
Is Gronk going to go to? He's
on dirt bikes.
Oh,
now.
Okay. I was going to say, is he now going to go to OTAs or no? Okay, so make sure.
Yeah, no, he's
still no OTAs.
He's staying away. Yeah. He's staying away. He's got to get his head right.
All right, guys, we'll go to Pete Rose for the next story here, and TMZ has some interesting information coming out about Pete Rose, one being that he is still technically married to his second wife, Carol, despite filing for divorce back in 2011, and he's been running around for years with a much younger girlfriend.
I'm shocked. He never got divorced?
Filed for it.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
That's a long time for a settlement.
Yeah,
to go
he's
through.
Been. It was 8 years almost. I thought he got remarried. Apparently, it's just a girlfriend, the new girl that we seen in that shoe commercial.
That's right. That's right.
I've going around that little shoe commercial. He's walking down the hallway.
Well, a couple more wrinkles here to this Pete Rose story.
I knew Rose
allegedly makes more than $1 million per year in income from autograph signings.
Yeah, he signs a lot,
which seems like a huge number. But he also blows most of his cash in high-stakes gambling sessions and has significant debts with casinos and the IRS.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me either.
Pete never slowed down on that gambling.
Nah, he never gambled on baseball, though, right?
Loves to gamble. I think he gambles on it. I think if two cockroaches ran across the room, Pete's getting in on that action.
I got the right one.
Pete loves action.
Yeah.
So, obviously, basically what this story gets to here is the wife or ex-wife or whatever, Carol, is not pleased and wants some of this money that he takes. And she says that he makes a minimum of $100,000 per month from these appearances that he makes, which, again, is over $1 million per year. And she's asking a judge to make Pete pay out some of this.
Told you, it's a sad scene. If you go to that Caesar's Shops, I think in Las Vegas, and right outside the memorabilia store, they have a table. He just sits at it like a picnic bench, signs autographs, takes pictures, never smiles. And then there's days when you walk by there and no one's in line.
Ooh.
And he's just sitting there. I feel like I could, you know, I feel like you throw a dollar at him. I don't know what to do.
I like Pete, man.
I've met him a couple times.
Pete's
all right.
Got some shortcomings, but he's still the hit king, man. He's the hit king. What else you got?
Anything in the Hall of Fame yet?
He's never getting in there.
Joe, how about this for the new school of athletes here, guys that have to film themselves working out and have to try to one-up one another? Odell Beckham Jr., who's been posting a lot of videos of himself working out, posted a video of him pulling a GMC Denali up a hill.
Yeah.
A 5,600-pound SUV. He had it strapped to him, was taking it by a rope and pulling it up a hill. Now, we can do this with you. You have a big Chevy truck. We can strap that to you and see if you can pull it down the road.
We can do that. We can do that.
I think rehab is working okay for him, huh?
I just want to know who's going to be driving it. Not my ex.
That wouldn't end up good for you. What happened to Joe? Oh, she pushed the gas.
I trust one of you guys.
I would do it.
You guys would be fine.
You just got to be nice that day.
What else you got? Yeah.
One more NFL social media story here. A guy we don't hear about a lot is Julio Jones. Doesn't seem to have a lot of controversy
around
him.
Not a big talker.
Atlanta Falcons receiver.
It's like Andre Johnson. You're right.
You're right.
He went on to his Instagram page and ripped down all the photos and affiliation that he had with the Falcons on the page. And the team came out and said the deletion of the Falcons
just
photos
wanted to clean it up.
Had to do with him wanting a fresh start,
fresh start
on social media.
We'll send a two to Atlanta for him.
I hope this is not about the money, because every time we go through this now in sports, guys get a five-year contract, halfway through, front-loaded contract, see what they're making now, and then the new guy. We're seeing it at the quarterback. Now the Garoppolo contract's got everybody.
It's all the quarterbacks salivating.
Little, yeah, a little salty. So, yeah, this happens. Part of the deal.
So, because is Jarvis the blame for all this?
Well, no, he signed a really good deal. He signed a $71.25 million extension back in August 2015. 47 of that was guaranteed, but his average from the deal is $14.25 million. And that does fall below Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, and A.J. Green.
I'll give you one better than that. Most of that money was front-loaded, so his base salary is a lot lower than that right now. So I'm sure he's looking at this money going, these guys aren't as good as I am. I should always be. The new guy who gets a new contract, it's going to go over the top of you, man. Those money's going up. What do you got coming in?
All right, 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. The best phrase to describe Derwin would be defensive playmaker. Likes to stay in the middle and is always in the mix. Thrives in the area of 10 to 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Not sure if he'd be a great partner for Rashad at free safety, though. They'd strike me as two similar players. Went to FSU from 2012 to 2016.
All right. That's what I wanted. A little Florida State. Somebody yep. watched him a lot. I thought he was a lot better his sophomore year than junior year.
Yeah, me too. When actually, you know, he didn't lose out in the first game of the season, then give up like it looked like he did last year. Doesn't Derwin James play the same position as Rashad Jones? It's close if they don't.
I think Armando has pretty much said that that's a concern. Thinks they're too much alike. If they're going to get a safety, they got to get a safety. They're talking about Fitzpatrick being really good cover guy on big guys. I don't know.
You need a Gronk stopper?
You do need somebody who can slow down big receivers.
Try to stop him?
Yes.
Kelsey stopper?
Yeah.
Edmonds is a freak like Deion Jordan, but can he play football? Go with Roquan Smith.
That's going to be an interesting one to see which one of those two.
What if they're both on the board?
That's a nice little story, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it is.
Which guy do these teams like more that have a chance at that? Who do you like?
Someone just tell you who they like better?
No, I just think, like we said, it's just those guys all play the same position we're talking about in the safety.
You're right.
But those outside linebackers, to see who goes first, Edmonds or Smith.
They're going to go.
I'm really curious.
Right before the Dolphins,
I think. One thing is, one guy's 19 years. That blows me away that Edmonds is 19
years old.
It's going to be 20 here, I guess, in a few days. But even that, 20 years old.
That's really young.
Talking about his upside and all that. You big on that big upside? I don't know about big upside. I want to see good upside now.
I want to like see upside on a guy, but didn't we already go through that once and it didn't really work out?
We've seen guys we've heard a big upside, and he's now in Seattle and he's 28 years old.
Yeah, now finally he's playing better. A couple of years outside of being a Miami Dolphin. James, a great player, loving his way too high. Noel Fant saw him take plays off, and sometimes he was a free spirit on the field. Next text.
Free spirit.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Just kind of do whatever you want?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, I may go there, but I may go here.
We need playmakers. Derwin James is a playmaker. I'm a Canes fan. I know firsthand.
I don't remember him doing much.
Neither do
against
I.
Against the Canes.
I mean, you saw him play.
Appreciate you. I mean, he was on the field, and they line him up at a lot of different places and do different things.
It's literally one after the other of yes, no, yes, no, yes, no on the text line. How about these two in a row? Noel fan here. Derwin will be like Jalen Ramsey. They were both used the same at Florida State. Next one. Drafting James is a mistake.
Yeah. So we're like 50-50.
It looks like it on the text line, yeah.
Our Mel Kiper juniors are all over the board on this guy. Yeah.
And then we have one that says, did you see Marlins man last night behind home plate at the Dodgers game?
Marlins man, get a life. Seriously, quickly. Quickly.
Someone texting the Dodgers offered discounted tickets last night for the series against the Marlins. Is that embarrassing when they give you the AAA discount?
A lot of stadiums have, according to who you're playing.
Like discounted tickets?
Like if you play the Marlins, it's going to be cheap. If you play the Giants in that rivalry, it's an expensive seat. Or you're playing one of the best teams. Or the Cubs come to town, it's an expensive seat. And if the Marlins and the Tampa Bay shows up and teams like that, you get them
cheaper seats.
Cheaper seats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody text that. And then if defense take Derwin James, who's never made a play, who didn't make one play last year, they'll prove to be as clueless as Omar is. Can't wait to hear him at 8.
Yeah, I'm curious. Let me see. I'm just reading a little bit. Omar's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So he says he wants Dolphins to take Derwin James and move T.J. McDonald to linebacker as a nickel linebacker. So I was thinking, first of all, I don't remember all the years around football watching guys have been say, and now these safeties are big guys. T.J. McDonald's a big guy.
Yeah, big dudes.
But moving from safety to outside linebacker is, you don't see that a lot. I'm just trying to be nice about this. You don't see that a lot. And like all of a sudden, T.J. McDonald's going to be covering tight ends and backs out of the backfield, who, by the way, these backs now are really shifty and really good. These pass-receiving running backs. So he's going to cover those guys, but yet you don't want him covering down the field from a safety position.
That's right.
So is he going to be better on the line of scrimmage versus
I guess so. Covering that running back and the tight end better than the DB, the wide receiver.
Doesn't make sense. So we'll find out what Omar coming up meant by all that stuff is everybody wants to jump into the mock draft stuff and all the names that are out there. Saw Peter King. See who Peter King like.
He put out a mock. Yeah.
He went defensive tackle Washington. The big fella, man. The big, big fella out there.
That
so
could happen, right? You think?
I have no idea. Listen, I know what the team needs, but I have no idea what they're going to take. And you know the part that's – they might have different names on their boards up there, the top secret board where security's standing in front when everybody leaves at night. That board might – you might be blown away. Like, Zach, if we got in there going, holy crap, we've been talking about these six or seven names. We're not even close. So, you know, you never know, man. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, Omar Kelly, local mock draft. We'll get into everything with Omar coming up and see what Omar wants to do and why and all that stuff. But don't be afraid to throw a tight end in there first couple of rounds.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Grab me a little pass receiving tight end in that red zone, huh? Coach likes to flex him out. Find a guy you like to flex out that can flat out do it.
Help you score points?
Help us. A little 50, 60 catch guy, right?
I like that.
6, 7, 8 touchdowns.
Ooh.
I'm not being a pig.
No, you're talking dirty. I like that.
I'm talking dirty to you right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.